I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
Smartcast. You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, welcome to our new podcast, The Signal
and the Noise,
that will attempt to give you a peek into the inner workings of Mint's long stories. This is Sunit.
And I am Ajay.
And we are both editors with Mint.
You know, Sunit, I've been thinking a lot about the diet of an average Indian these days.
Oh, yeah? Because the pandemic has forced us indoors where we don't get to exercise a lot?
Well, that's there, but we've also been seeing these images of migrant workers walking and cycling hundreds of kilometers to reach their villages. What do they eat? Do they eat?
And what comes after a 1,000-kilometer trek? There's still no job at the end of it. What does one eat, right?
Exactly. Diet is such an immediate barometer of how we are doing as a country. And we have had this question, both of us, ever since the lockdown began. If you happen to be a daily wager, what exactly do you eat now? And that's why our colleague Sayantan went all the way to Banda in the southern edge of Uttar Pradesh, about 700 kilometers from Delhi, in order to find out.
Well, let me set the scene for what Sayantan saw on his first evening. Thanks to an all-familiar power cut, it was pitch dark in the village he visited. A few smartphone torchlights pierced through the darkness to illuminate the shape of an 8-year-old boy. The boy was so weak, he couldn't even say his name. And his name actually was Sandeep, and he had already finished dinner according to his mother.
And the dinner was boiled rice with milk. About half a liter of milk for the family of two adults and four children. A rice gruel with more water than milk and salt added to taste. This is what large parts of India ate during the lockdown.
Sadly, yes. And this is the situation after the government claims to have increased support for ration card holders. Each family used to get 20 kgs of grains. Now they can get 40 for 3 months. But with almost no income, it doesn't seem to be enough.
Well, no one can survive on grain. Even the poorest Indians used to supplement it with a rad vegetable or dal, bought with their own income. But own income has been at zero for almost 2 months for so many people.
Yes. The other problem is that you don't even get that 40 kg of bare sustenance. In some of the villages in southern Uttar Pradesh, 1/3 of the families don't even have a ration card.
Oh, and many also drop out from the list all the time, Sunit, for random reasons. Like, for instance, when a detail on the Aadhaar card doesn't match with the ration card. You know, people sometimes make mistakes, but they get knocked out from the ration card list.
Absolutely, Ajay. These issues were well known before, but it's biting hard during the pandemic. Economists Jean Drez and Ritika Khera estimate that India's Food Security Act leaves out at least 100 million people who should be eligible for subsidized food grains. So at least 100 million people would have had no fallback over the past 2 months.
That's tragic. And the result is, of course, a diet of salt and rice.
Yep. That's the daily reality in Banda. Particularly so because the region is a hub for distressed migration. According to some estimates, 80% of the families have a member who's a migrant. And now they're all coming back. And there's no income.
True. But you know, Sunit, there are hopeful lessons too from this journey to Banda that Sayantan made. There is this tribal village, Kerwa, in Banda, which has been on a hunger strike for weeks. The village is surreal. Bhook, the Hindi word for hunger, is crawled onto every wall, toilet, and mud hut in the village. They wanted to get ration cards. And after a 2-month protest, it seems like they will get it now.
Yeah, what the government should have done automatically, protest makes possible.
Very true. Perhaps with the slow opening up of the economy, things will improve at least slightly.
And we'll be keeping an eye on the diet of Indians to check if that's happening.
Oh yes, we've actually been tracking hunger for at least a year, ever since India's economic growth slowed down steeply last year. if you're listening to this podcast, I would highly recommend you follow these stories on Live Mint's website.
Yes, please do that. And to everyone out there, as we step out of a lockdown, I hope you'll do it with ample caution. Do keep social distancing in mind and have a productive week. Thanks for listening. Stay safe.
You have been listening to The Signal in the Noise, with me being the signal, of course. We would love to hear from you. Reach out to us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram on @HTSmartcast. Or you can also reach out to us personally
at Sunita Arora
and at AJ Axiom. To listen to more such interesting podcasts, do log on to htsmartcast.com. We'll be back next week with a new story and some awesome banter.
And lots of fun.
Hi, I'm HT Smartcast, and I hope you're safe and well. The next episode is about to begin. But just a small message of solidarity before that. In difficult times like these, living in isolation isn't going to be easy. But what if working from home, our own comfort zones, helps us discover new ways of being? What if this calm, this rest, it helps us listen to ourselves and the people around us more deeply? While that happens, you can find me at htsmartcast.com, connecting you to the world of comedy, culture, motivation, news. You know, just in case you need some smart company. Thanks for listening. Take care.
This was a Live Mint production, brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
Nerds!
Have new money goals? Turn to the experts at NerdWallet. Want to support your daughter's soccer career? With a new backyard big enough to kick in? We can help you find that new mortgage. Or need a credit card that turns your new console into cashback rewards? We've got you. Whatever your money goals, our nerds compare hundreds of the top mortgage lenders, credit cards, and more. So you can easily find the best for you. For all your money questions, turn to the nerds at nerdwallet.com. NMLS 1617539.